the only real you that there is. The Zen master Dogen put it in this way. He said, spring does not become the summer. First there is summer, and then there is spring. Each season stays in its own place. And so in the same way, the you of yesterday does not become the you of today. T.S. Eliot has the same idea in his poem, The Four Quartets, where he says, when you settle down in the train to read your newspaper and so on, you are not the same person who a little while ago left the platform. If you think you are linking your moments up in a chain. And this is what binds you to the wheel of birth and death. But when you know that every moment at which you are is the only moment, this comes into Zen. A master will say to somebody, get up and walk across the room. And he comes back and he says, where are your footprints? They've gone. So where are you? Who are you? When we are asked who we are, we usually give a kind of recitation of a history. Well, I'm so and so. I was given this name by my parents. I've been to such and such a college. I've done these things in my profession. And I produce a little biography. Buddha says, forget it. That's not you. That's some story. That's all gone. That's all past. I want to see the real you you are now. Well, nobody knows who that is, you see. Because we don't know ourselves except through listening to our echoes and consulting our memories. But then there's a real you, and that again leads us back to this question. Who are you? That is the real you. We shall see how they play with this in Zen, by the koans, to get you to come out of your shell and find out who you really are. Well now, whereas in India, this worldview is tied up with a whole culture involving every circumstance of everyday life. Hinduism is not a religion in the same sense that, say, being an Episcopalian or even a Roman Catholic. Hinduism is not a religion, it is a culture. In this respect, it's more like Judaism than Christianity, because a person is still recognizable as a Jew, even though they don't go to synagogue. Because there's certain cultural things that Jewish people who come of a line of Jewish parents, people who have been practicing Jews, they still continue certain ways of doing things, certain mannerisms, certain attitudes, and so they are cultural Jews instead of religious Jews. Now, Hinduism is the same sort of thing. It is a religion culture. And so it involves living in India, really, to be a Hindu, because of the differences of climate.